Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Ash Wednesday reminds us of our mortality, and how could we forget it? But you know, day to day, we do a pretty good job of convincing ourselves that we'll live forever and driving away the thought that nobody makes it out of here alive. Typically, reminders of our mortality come unbidden and unwanted at random moments throughout our lives. When do we remember we're mortal? As a child, when a balloon pops. When a favorite toy is broken beyond repair. A pet dies. When you're a kid who has grown up enough to stay home alone, but not grown up enough not to worry when it's dark and it's late and your parents' car is not back in the driveway yet. Or when you're grown up and old enough to be a parent and you realize you will never be grown up enough not to worry when it's dark and it's late and your kids aren't home yet. When do we remember we are mortal? When the doctor gives us the diagnosis and suddenly life goes sideways. Or maybe it's just when our knees don't work like they used to. When do we remember we are mortal? When we trudge through each day feeling like scorched earth. Dried up, abandoned, like dust in the wind. The slightest puff would blow us away. Like we haven't got a prayer. Leonard Cohen's classic hit, Alleluia, which the band is going to do during the offering, is a prayer of a man who feels like that, like scorched earth. It's a prayer about those throughout history who were giants of the faith and who sometimes could not quite get it together, could not quite pull it off like they thought they could. Those who said one way or another what St. Paul said, "The good that I would, I do not do." People like David, King David. People like Samson. People like us. Cohen sings, "There is a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. And even if it all goes wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing, nothing on my tongue, but hallelujah." When we don't have a prayer, Jesus gives us his. Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer, as he gave it to his followers so long ago. And Jesus said, "Pray it to a God who already knows what you need before you speak. But we know we need to be heard." And so pray. Pray for what you need. Daily bread. To be forgiven. To forgive. To be rescued in the time of trial. Pray it happy and grateful. Pray it sad and broken. Doesn't matter. Pray it angry. Pray it penitent. Pray it for all of us, because the words "I" and "my" and "me" never appear in this prayer. Did you notice that? Give us. Forgive us. Save us. It's a communal prayer. It's a prayer for the body of Christ. One that is so deeply personal that it becomes universal as it speaks to our shared humanity. We all need your kingdom to come, Lord. We all need your kingdom come. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Jan Richardson wrote a blessing for Ash Wednesday. And she says, we are not marked for sorrow, and we are not marked for shame, but for claiming what God can do with the dust and with the stars that blaze in your bones. Listen, blessing the dust. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners, or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked, not for sorrow. And let us be marked, not for shame. Let us be marked, not for false humility, or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made. And the stars that blaze in our bones, and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. Did you know you are made of stardust? Did you know that? Stars really do blaze in your bones. Every ingredient in the human body is made from elements forged by stars. All the building blocks of our food, our cars, our cell phones, every rock, plant, animal, scoop of seawater, and even the air we breathe comes from distant suns whose intense heat caused atoms to collide and sent elements to the far-flung reaches of the universe. Late in life, most stars explode, and the supernovas again fling elements like hydrogen and helium and iron out into the universe. 40,000 tons of stardust fall on the Earth each year. Heavier elements like gold and uranium are formed when giant suns collide. In all, 93% of your mass is made of stardust. On a basic quantum level, all the matter in the universe is essentially stardust, said Carl Sagan. You are mortal, a finite speck, infinitesimally small before an infinite God. And yet, you are loved beyond all space, beyond all time, beyond all reason. You are loved. Another one of my favorite songs that the worship band plays has this refrain: you make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of us. Amen.